first chapter, 12 through the 15th verse. And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We will now hear our next choral selection from our choir. After that, we will have our morning sermon from the Reverend Dr. Carl Emanuel Jr.
Thank you. almost like spring. So we are just so blessed and happy to be here on this day. And so let's give God a hand for today. Let us pray. Spirit of living God, we come to you on this day. We come to say thank you. We come to say hallelujah. We are just so blessed to be able to see another Sabbath Sunday morning. Thank you for the song of Zion, and we just thank you for everybody who has come in your name. Now I ask that I will be removed so that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, can come. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
My Lord, what a morning. My Lord, what a morning. When the stars began to fall, my Lord, what a morning. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Everything is going to be all right. Keep on singing. Keep on shouting. Keep on praising our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because everything, not only on this day, but in the days and weeks and months ahead, is going to be all right. I want you to pray with me this morning on the sermon topic, Life in the Wilderness. Life in the Wilderness. When I was pondering and praying on what to say on this day, after coming up here one day last week and looking around at this beautiful park that is not too far from the Memorial United Methodist Church. The day that I stopped by here, it was about 7:30, and there's a sign out there, I don't know when you're paying any attention, says the gate locks at 7:30. So I was looking around, and it was about 10 minutes to 8. I said, oh no, if they lock the gate, what I'm gonna do? And a voice said, dial 911. But I wanted to see the shelter. I wanted to see how we were able to do the Zoom, and the Zoom is going in and out today, but Dr. Spencer is here taped from her phone. We have tried. Oh, but it's back on, praise the Lord. And it says it's connecting to my audio, so I don't know whether they hear me. But I want to say that as I was looking around, I thought, wow, once upon a time, this lot was a wilderness.
Amen.
Before the building of the office and a place where you can go and fellowship, before the basketball courts, before the swimming pool, up on the right at the top of the hill, this was, my sisters and brother, a wilderness. But I think and I know that the Holy Spirit stopped by one day and said that my people need a place where they can go and to worship, where they can go and fellowship, where young men and young women can bounce a ball and shoot the hoop or slam dunk, a place where little boys and little girls and adults and all can go on a summer day similar like today and get in the pool to cool off. I can imagine while he was here, he looked at, maybe I need to plant some trees so in the summertime, like a day like today, it can be cool. Mm-hmm. A day like today when some people have said there's no need of having a cookout on today because it's too hot. But look at the Lord.
Amen.
That's what I tell people. Look at the Lord and what he is doing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because last week this time, it was 96 degrees with a heat index of 103 plus. But oh, this is a beautiful day, and I'm just so excited to be here. I feel good. Arlene gave me a little fan so I can't get too hot. We have this big hand, a a big fan behind me, and I got a little bottle of water, and Carmen said there's a whole case of water in there. So everything is fine. So I'm going to have a good time today. I want to lift out of the reading. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angel ministered to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." My sisters and brothers, on this beautiful Sunday morning in August, the Bible and the God of the Bible meets us in our way of life and existence and focus upon the truth of who we are and who we aren't. All of us have sometimes fallen into sin and been short of God. That's basic. Man and a woman that is born is a few days but full of trouble. That is utterly fundamental. The Bible encounters us where we are and beckons us to a new dignity and a higher destiny. It deals with us in terms of being and becoming. It's a story of struggle. It's climbing up the mountain, and often it means climbing up the rough side of the mountain. Because if you live long enough, every day is not going to be a Sunday. You're going to have some bumps and bruises. You're going to have some cloudy days.
Yeah.
But if you just hold on, my sisters and brothers, to God's unchanging hand, everything will be all right.
Yeah.
It's up the hill all the way. It's not an easy journey. It's climbing up the mountain on the rough side and the good side. And as high as you go, as you continue to go up the mountain, you will go round and round and round and round. The traveler sometimes flutters. He sometimes loses his footing and his ground. And if he keeps on climbing, every round gets higher and higher and higher. When we look at Mark's gospel this morning, the opening sentence tells us of a bad-sounding symphony note of life. Life is indeed a melody, but a portion of life, my sisters and brothers, if the truth is told, is sometimes out of tune. Much of life is walking in the wilderness. Has not a more beautiful picture been painted on the canvas of history then, when suddenly Galilee was the scene of an unusual baptism? John the Baptist, the desert preacher, had just been baptized. Some cohorts were looking at him and saw this figure approaching. And John looked instead. His soul leaped in reverence, and his tongue spoke, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Then after assuring John that it was the right to be baptized, heaven's darling and the earth's savior were buried in the Jordan by the hand of John. Jubilance filled the sky, and streaming roared on the wings of the passing breeze. And the Spirit, like a dove, and a voice from the other side of existence cried out, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased." What a morning, memorial and guests. It must have been like today. What a morning when the Spirit came down and was speaking. What a morning it must have been for a little while, but there was a recovery in the Garden of Eden. Creation bowed down in reverence respect. Birds stopped their singing. Fish stopped their swimming. Animals ceased their grazing. What a morning it must have been. But as soon as it ended, when the last hour had been hush, one gets the feeling that God wanted it that way for his only begotten Son, because that's the way it is for all of us, sons and daughters, today. Every now and then, we must all take a life or a journey into the wilderness. The wilderness cannot necessarily be in a forest. A wilderness can be in your home. A wilderness can be on your job. A wilderness, my boys and girls and young people, can be in your schools. Those of you who have already started the academic year of 2022-2023, those of you who will be beginning the school year, wilderness can be all around you, but let me tell you something. While you're there, you don't have to worry because an angel from on high, the one who watched over you last night, an angel from on high, the one who was with Francine in the hospital for just a few hours and a few minutes, the angel on high will take care of you.
Amen.
That's what this life is about.
Yes.
All of us have to go through the wilderness.
Yes.
But while you're in the wilderness, you are not there alone.
Yes.
But if you just keep on praying, my sisters and brothers, if you just keep on singing, everything is going to be all right. Because an angel who is from on high is going to take care of us. An angel who has been by our side all these years. An angel who was with us at the Vacation Bible School. That's the angel I'm talking about. And his name is Jesus. You ever heard of it? His name is Jesus. When the last time you called on him, his name is Jesus. To complete this portrait this morning of minimum pleasure and maximum pain, and to give us a view of the complexity of the struggle, Mark says that he was with the wild beasts, and an angel ministered unto him, bothered by big beasts and attended by angels, bothered by big beasts, little ones, but attended by an angel. That is life, my sisters and brothers, for all of us. Several things must be mentioned regarding our Lord and our personal wilderness experience. Let me tell you about the wilderness and then we're going to eat. The wilderness is a present and an enduring reality. Yes, how strange and mysterious are the ways to God to our sensitive souls. We are driven in strange places, uncomfortable situations. Sometimes we feel that we are in the wilderness. Sometimes we're driven into places where we are afraid. We are afraid to talk. We are afraid to say. We are afraid to speak out. But my sisters and brothers, if you live, you have to go through the wilderness. But if you live, you must understand that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is going to be with you at all times. My sisters and brothers, if you live, you're going to have some ups and downs. You're going to have some bumps and bruises. But the scripture says an angel, hallelujah, will minister unto you.
Yes,
the wilderness can be the time of sickness. The wilderness can be on a hot day. The wilderness can be right here while you're under the shelter. But an angel, who is Jesus, Mary's baby, the bright and the morning star, will take care of you.
Amen.
The beasts are looking and laying, seeking to devour and digest our very souls. In the wilderness, you will discover the beast of the social system who is trying to tell us, and little boys and little girls, you are not able to read. You are not able to do arithmetic and be a mathematician. But I'm here to tell you, as you start the school year, and I will say it again on next Sunday, you can do anything you want to do.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is going to be with you. Don't let nobody scare you. I don't care what happened this past year. But you know what? Jesus is going to protect you.
Amen.
He's already put 19 metal detectors in our high school. He's going to have CEOs and policemen and sheriffs to make sure that you say, don't be afraid, but on the first day of school, you hold your head high. And you walk into school like you're somebody, because you are somebody.
Amen.
And let me tell you something, Jesus has and will never will make any jump. One of you, and I'm going to say it again, and I will say it to the day I die. One of you, because an angel has administered to you, you know you can stand on the Capitol of the United States Capitol and take the oath of office and be another African-American president. Do you know that you can be the governor of the state of North Carolina? You can be a senator. You can be a congressman. You can be a medical doctor. You can be on 90.1 with our sister here. You can enter school. You can enter HBCU, because there's nothing wrong with an HBCU, because back in the day we didn't have no choice, my young people, but to enter HBCU. But guess what? We stand tall wherever we go. HBCU graduates wherever we go. So my sisters and brothers, as you, and those of you who have already entered to school, when the bell rings, that's going to be a sign that the angel is going to say, wherever you are, come unto me. All ye that have laden, and I will give you rest. He's going to say, suffer little children, forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. You get ready, because you're going to have one of the best years that you've ever had, because an angel is going to walk with you, is going to talk with you, and the joy that you share on that day is going to be one that you will never remember. Life is the arena of both bad and good. Let's not get it confused. Every day is not a good day. You're going to have some good days and some bad. You're going to have some joys and sorrow in the wilderness. But thank God, if you discover the beast, you will also discover angels. Mm-hmm. So there's a mixture of both bad and good, triumph and defeat, joy and sorrow. On this journey, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. Even I, as a pastor, sometimes I win and sometimes I lose. But he reminds me that I called you. Mm-hmm. And if I called you, I'm going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. He reminds me when I hear the songs of Zion by Pee Wee and Freddie, that the songs of Zion is telling you songs like, whatever the case may be, God will take care of you. He's telling you that there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. One who knows all about it, but will guide to the day. He's telling us through the songs of Zion, I am weak, but Lord, just lead me and guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot go astray. Boy, that wind feels good. Hallelujah. It feels good out here. So my sisters and brothers, as I come to a close, sometimes I find myself in the wilderness, and I remember the words in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. Even you shall faint and be weary. Young men and women shall fall exhausted. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's the angel who is walking with us. And the only reason why we got up this morning, because the alarm clock or the phone that went off was made by the angel. Amen. The only reason, in spite of the economic situation, that we're able to spread a table and have a cookout in the summertime is because the angel has made it possible. The only reason why that two young ladies have come to chair Vacation Bible School and Pastor Fred preach with paintings, not only to talk, but to show us this angel that I'm talking about this morning, is because the angel has administered to each and every one of us. And I don't know about you, but I feel good this morning. And because I've been in the wilderness and it was hot, I didn't know when I was going to be here, but an angel said, if you just hold on, I'm going to fix it so the weekend will be great. Started on yesterday. It was like a spring day. Today is like a spring day. Tomorrow is going to be like a spring day. I feel good because I see young people going back to school. I feel good because I see a young man getting ready to enter the what? D. world-class, North Carolina Agricultural Technical State University. And the angel allowed him to come to 1601 East Market Street, and he put a darn key in his hands. You can't tell me what God can't do.
Amen.
So my sisters and brothers, as we begin to fellowship and eat this old-fashioned country meal that I said on the phone tree, let me remind you of what Stillman Martin wrote in 1905. Be not dismayed. Mm-hmm. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. All you may need, hallelujah, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. No matter what the test may be, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one. Upon his breast, God will take care of you. Through every day, all the way, God will take care of you. So my sisters and brothers, it's true. Sometimes you're up. Sometimes you're down. Sometimes you're almost level to the ground. But that's all right. Because I heard of a city called heaven. And I'm just trying to make it my home. My young people, I wish you the very best. I'm going to say it again next Sunday. I wish you the very best and much happiness in your school year. Teachers, too. Faculty and staff, I've already started praying. I'm not going to pray at the first day of school. I'm praying now. Because once upon a time, I was in your shoes. I was in an elementary school. I was in they called them junior high school. I've been down that road. And I know it's not easy. But the only way I made it, is through Jesus Christ. That's why this morning I can lean my head back. When others said no about this thing, Jesus said yes.
All right.
God is the glory for all the things that he has done. Lean your head back and say, glory.
Glory.
And let's give God a hand. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The doors of the church are open. If there's anyone who was not a member of a faith community, we invite you to come. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You come on this day. Now I understand that some of you have already gone back to school. I think it's, So I'm going to have all of the children, if you would just stand where you are today, and we're going to pray. Everybody who's going to school, whether you're in college or high school, if you would just stand, let us pray. Lord, oh, what a beautiful day. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the breeze. And I thank you for allowing me to come in Jesus' name. We thank you for so many people who are here under your shelter. But I especially ask that you be with our young people. Some have already started school for the academic year of 2022-2023. But I ask that you take their hands now and prepare them, those who have not gone. I ask that you just walk with them and talk with them. Lead, guide, and protect them. Be with to the youngest, to the oldest. Talk to them. Let them know that you are the greatest power during this year. All these prayers and petitions, we lift them up to you this day and forevermore. And all of God's people say, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. The shelter is open for prayers and petitions. We are so happy and excited to see Sister Francine, who was under the weather on yesterday. Glad to see her here today. So I'm going to take the names, if you have names of individuals that you want to pray for.
Okay, Lord. Carol.
Are there others? Let us pray. Lord, again, what a beautiful Sunday morning. We thank you for this day. We ask that you be with the names that are on the bulletin and others who have been called. But we first want to just give you thanks for being you. Thank you for taking care of us when we have called on you. Thank you for an outstanding vacation Bible school on yesterday, and we know that we're going to claim the victory right now for the fourth Sunday in September as we reactivate the Sunday school at your house. Lord, we come to say thank you now for this day. And we know that you will be with us as we continue to fellowship and dine with our sisters and brothers, family and friends, and guests who have filled this shelter on this day. All these prayers and petitions, we lift them up to you this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. All things come of thee, O Lord.
prayer for the benediction.
Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has put you there. God has a purpose in your being right where you are. Christ, who indwells you by the power of his Spirit, wants to do something in and through you. Believe this and go in his grace, his love, his power, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm going to run you out of the